a good day. That's what today's gonna be a good, good day.
Would be the question. Why is today going to be a better day than yesterday? I don't know. A lot of things. Monday gets you started, gets the juices flowing. Rich McFadden at the controls of our studio in Washington. His juices are flowing. Heather Bachman is trying to get her juices flowing. She's got a little something.
Tea.
Yes, right. She has that tea for two. Yadadadada.
I'm a tea fanatic.
You are.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Year-round hot tea. Love it.
Somebody at the wedding on Saturday, it was a tea fanatic, and they were all about talking about different kinds of tea. I'm trying to remember who it was.
It's really interesting.
There's tea courses. They have...
Oh,
I know who it was.
Yeah.
Fellow who had, interestingly enough, this is a radio guy who is a friend of Bob's, works in San Francisco at number of radio stations there, and his daughter, I was completely taken by her and her husband. They both lead tea tours of China. They take groups of people. I had no idea.
Really?
People were so fascinated to the point where they would spend thousands of dollars to go on a tea tour.
I guess it's no different than going to tour Napa or
maybe you're right, Richie.
Sonoma County or Italy.
They organize
tea ceremonies and
40,
really
50 people, and they take them over for...
the
3 weeks or so
involved.
Well, not that they go to the regions of China where the teas
different
are grown,
teas.
And they have many different subscribers. They've been doing this a couple of years. They both are involved in health professions, and they do this as a side, if you will. And
that's
they
really
celebrate.
Cool.
But who would have thought things would be that sort of micro organized that people would actually want to take a tour, get on a plane, fly to China, get on a bus, 40 or 50 at a time, and go to the regions in China where teas are grown. Who would have thought people would do that?
I'll do a tea tour.
You would?
Yeah.
Huh. But Richie's right. You do wine tours.
Sure, why not?
We do all kinds
of... I toured the Dogfish Head breweries in Delaware last year.
Yeah.
Because I love that beer.
How about a peanut tour? To all the peanut ranch, peanut farms down
go
in
to
the
Georgia.
South.
Yeah.
Lots of peanuts.
Let's
down
call
there.
Jimmy.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'll call Jimmy. Jimmy, keep your comments to yourself, Doug, please. I like Jimmy Carter as a human being. I interviewed him 3 or 4 times. Love his, I like his imagination. I like his aura. But what a horrible president. Good man. And I think it proves a point, maybe. That in order to do a good job as president, you got to be not such a good human being.
Just kind of goes with
that's kind of sad.
Yeah,
it's
kind of
depressing.
But think about it. Think about
George
the people.
Bush. The old man was a good guy.
Yeah.
I think Reagan was a good guy.
Yeah. But they, I mean, think about George Bush. The father hasn't left a legacy that amounts to anything. Really, truly. Ronald Reagan had people, his legacy is still in conflict. Because there's so many different people who want to claim it, and then you ask, what is it? And they can't tell you. They just know. It was the Reagan years. Oh, yeah, what happened during the Reagan? Well, I don't know, but it was good.
Yeah, it was the Reagan years.
We felt good about being Americans when Ronald Reagan was president, as
peace,
we felt good about being Americans
strength.
When Bill Clinton was president.
Mm.
People didn't like Bill Clinton as a person, but they liked how he made us all feel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they loved his personality.
Right, exactly. And you can say that for any number of people, I think. Don't you think that people who run businesses usually is the success based on them being good, nice people, or is it based on them being baddies?
Like Kennedy, Kennedy, Reagan, Clinton, they excited us about being Americans.
Yeah, they did.
They excited us.
Yeah.
We were happy and proud.
And we're not... either of those two things now, for the most part.
Not
neither
so
of them. No, we are.
Well, still proud. And
don't
I'm happy.
That. Don't play that song, please.
I'm not proud to look at Afghanistan and see what's going on over there. I'm not proud of what we've done there.
Well, you have to separate what we do versus what we are. Are you proud to be an American? And can you still question some of the things we do? Yes.
We ought to be questioning a lot more of the things we do.
But once you get to the point where you say, I'm not proud to be an American, there's something wrong there.
I think what's happened...
I'm very proud to be an American, and I will still question some of the things that we do.
All right, so here's... Maybe this is a good analogy. I resigned from the Board of Trustees at Heidelberg 2 weeks ago.
Really?
Yep. And I haven't talked about it.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
And I did it because I didn't want to do anymore what I was doing. It wasn't of... What I was doing was not of consequence. I just sent an email to a very dear friend of mine there about what the move was about and why I did it. And it didn't mean that I don't love my college, because I do, and I don't. It doesn't mean that I don't love the people who are there that are associated with it. I just didn't like what my role had become. And so the best way to not be a hypocrite, you know me, Richie, if there's one thing no one will ever be able to say about me, I'm not a hypocrite. So, and you're as astounded as you are, the fact that I did it 2 weeks ago and you didn't know about it, I just sort of kept it to myself, except with my friends that are there at Heidelberg or people that were on the board with me. And so I just think there are better ways of me spending my time at the moment. I never like to do things like that unless I can have an impact. And I don't mean control. There's a difference between being in control and having impact. I believe that my time, maybe there's such a thing in those realities as there is in politics, that we ought to have term limits. At some point, I've been on the board for 12 years. I think I've done what I can do, and I'm not angry about anything. I'm a little hurt, and I'm a little upset because I didn't really want to. If I'd have had been able to keep doing things and have the impact and the energy on things that were important there, I would have stayed. But I don't feel that I'm necessary. I became a rubber stamp, and I want to be a rubber stamp. Not me. I'm not. That's not my thing. So, move on, do something else, and have some impact. It will not change my feelings about the school. It changes my devotion or the reality of what I do with my time, much as anything else. So, anyway. Yeah, it was listen to Richie. Really? yesterday's graduation, and I missed not being there. I wasn't going to be there anyway because I had to go to the wedding. I didn't have to, but I wanted to because I wanted to be with my friend Bob and underscore. I remember when Adam was born. Adam is now, heavens, how old is he? He must be 34, I think. He's a little bit younger than Megan, but no, he's a little younger than Brendan, so he'd be 34. And he married this cute woman who is going to control his life. And that's exactly what he needs. That's exactly what the kid needs. The kid, he needed to be completely surrounded by somebody who could care about him and for him. He is, as Richie, as God is my witness, he is the geekiest, nerdiest kid. He can fix more things. I mean, Bob goes to him all the time. He understands this world that we are surrounded by better than any three human beings.
On a different level.
On
right.
a completely different level. Completely different level. His brother Eric, who's 3 years younger, I think, is a pilot. And very grounded. I mean, the two of them couldn't be different in the sense that they couldn't exchange where they are in life. Eric couldn't, I think he's knowledgeable about all these tools, but Adam couldn't fly a plane. And Eric, that's what he loves. As a matter of fact, he's already become a flight instructor.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of cool to see the way the two of them have it. But, if you'd have told me when Adam was a teenager that he'd find somebody like this and marry somebody like this, I'd have told you were nuts. But we do.
What is her personality like?
Yeah.
Very dominant. Very controlling. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what he needs. The two of them are just perfectly suited for one another.
Well,
she completely controlled the wedding, everything that went on. She made sure down to the last detail.
Well, most women do, though, don't they?
She really did.
She did it well.
She really did, yeah. Right. She really got on top of all of the things that needed to be taken care of. And it was a very non-traditional. Everybody wore sneakers.
Cool.
No, that is cool.
Yeah, Bob had these bright red sneakers that he wore, and everybody else had their. They had one of the guys who was in the wedding party had on a skirt and
a kilt or a skirt.
No, yeah. it was a kilt.
Okay, good.
A kilt.
Please don't call it a skirt.
Well,
it's
skirt.
Not to kill you.
Yeah,
had this pretty skirt on.
Yeah, and
with my bagpipes,
he had some sort of a horn. I mean,
bagpipe.
Fascinating. No, it wasn't a horn. I'm talking about a horn from some animal.
Oh, okay.
That he was wearing, but it was the music and all of the things that were part of it.
What was the setting? Where did it take place?
In the San Jose Women's Center.
So it was indoor.
Yeah, it was inside. It was warm. It's too bad it wasn't outside, but there's no place. San Jose is pretty built up, and so it was not the kind of ambiance unless you go way out in the country. And they wanted to have it in town. So but this was an interesting setting. And Richie, you'd appreciate this. I spent much of the time talking to the policeman who was on duty about what was going on because we just gone through the police department budgets at town meeting here in Framingham, so I was asking him what they do, how much the police cruisers cost here, and it's part of having hopefully wide ranging interests. Anyway, it was a good circumstance, good experience. 18 past the hour on Good Day.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey Flo, it's time to
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars.
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel. Definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Email marketing works great for small business, and Constant Contact email marketing works best of all. How do we know? Because we have something the other guys don't have. Proof. According to an independent study, small businesses that use Constant Contact get 36% more of their emails opened and 60% more responses. The result? A whopping 29% more revenue. Put Constant Contact email marketing to work for your small business. Go to ConstantContact.com to sign up for a free trial today.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff. 50 less 30 is 20, right? 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. 248-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Been waiting.
Oh, it's
so
birthday time here on Good Day.
To be where I'm going.
It's back to the early Eric Clapton days.
Absolutely.
Jack Bruce, one of the founding members of the group Cream. He's born this day, 1943, so Jack Bruce is 69 today. Sunshine of Your Love, Richie White Room,
yep.
Crossroads. Yeah. He did some other solo stuff on his own, but not anywhere nearly to the tune of success that Cream had. Just Right. Their sound was just right for that time.
It was.
You wonder whether the sound finds the time or the time finds the sound.
They defined but the sound.
They
of
really
the time.
Did really yeah. Make a great deal of difference to what was coming out of radio speakers. I remember Dick Summer used to have Dick Summer's Subway, which was a Sunday evening program he did on WBZ. He was down. He used to go into the coffee houses in Boston, and he'd do 2 hours from the coffee houses.
Oh, that's cool.
Bring all this music out, because he was a big fan of the music, and he started a lot of trends, in fact, and put a lot of different music together that hadn't been played together before, and this is a pretty good example of stuff that came to the surface. All right, so that's one birthday to celebrate. Gene Cornish. Another contrasting view of music at the same time. This song was a big song pretty much at the exact same time Sunshine of Your Love was a big song. Can you imagine anything being any more different?
Yeah.
Felix Cavalieri and these guys who were his pals who grew up on the streets of New York. Gene Cornish, the other guys grew up on the streets of San Francisco or in Los Angeles or somewhere in California. So it was the East Coast music, which is this, versus the West Coast music, which is Cream. And
well, the Cream was the Brits.
Yeah, well, Cream,
that
but
was part of the British invasion.
But the stuff that settled Richie was West. That would have that settled quickly or more quickly on the West Coast.
Right, more the drug culture type stuff.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
Yep, the hippie stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, no drugs involved, just beer in this song. That's how.
And then there's this.
George Walton Lucas Jr., born this day 1944. He was 33 years old. Imagine that.
Wow.
When Star Wars came out, he created
it. That's impressive.
It
that is.
And had it all put together in his late 20s and early 30s. He'd been working on this stuff since he was in high school.
Amazing.
And it was decided he was going to make it work.
That would mean when he did American Graffiti.
Yeah, he was 27, 28, like that. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And Spielberg's the same. By the way, Spielberg's same age.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I think Spielberg's maybe a year younger.
And I feel like
Lucas
such a loser.
I know, you are.
Yeah,
in a way. But you're a winner in other ways. Can't be judged all the same way. David Byrne is the singer with Talking Heads.
Same as it ever was.
Good
stuff.
Yeah. Not bad for an MIT student, right?
Yeah.
That's who this guy is?
He was, yeah. They formed a band. They were MIT students.
No
formed
kidding.
A band just kind
Talking
of for the
heads.
Head
really? I didn't know that.
So is Tom Scholz from Boston.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yep.
He created the music for the film True Stories. David Byrne, born in the state, 1952, so he's 60 today. Tom Cochran, guitarist with Red Rider. How many people remember that?
Red Rider is a great band.
Red Rider. Out of Lunatic Fringe.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, let's see here. CC DeVille, guitarist with Poison. 50 years old today. Mike Inez, bass player for Alice in Chains. Now, I remember this song. I don't remember when we first started. And Fabrice Morvan was one of the Milli Vanilli guys. 46 today. Blame It on the Rain. And happy birthday to Danny Wood, the New Kids on the Block.
Johnny Carson, an American master. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
From New York, The Tonight Show, starring Johnny Carson.
It was October 1st, 1962, and NBC was introducing the new host of The Tonight Show.
They're referring to me as the new king of nighttime television, and I think that's just a little, really too much. Prince, yes.
Carson reigned for 30 years in late night. He's the subject of a new two-hour American Masters program airing on PBS this month. Dick Cavett was among those who dared to compete with Carson, but Cavett approached his task with a good dose of healthy respect for Johnny, a respect that took root when he, like Johnny, was growing up on the plains of Nebraska.
I met him in a church basement in Lincoln, Nebraska, where he was doing a magic show for probably $35. Actually, I was in junior high.
Some years later, Cavett found himself writing jokes for Jack Parr's Tonight Show, and he stuck around when Johnny took over.
I also gave him one when he had been criticized by the unpleasant Dorothy Kilgallen. Criticizing his morals, and his line was, having your behavior criticized by Dorothy Kilgallen is sort of like having your wardrobe criticized by Emmett Kelly.
Carson was known for shutting out people who he felt crossed him, but even after Cavett landed his own late-night show in 1969, Johnny's fondness for him endured.
I should realize then what I found to be so profoundly true later, how much he liked me. And we should have done this more, but he called me once in California and said, you want to meet at a restaurant and chat, Richard? And I couldn't believe it because his staff couldn't believe that I'd had dinner at Johnny's house. We went to the Magic Castle together.
In 1967, Time magazine had Johnny on the cover with the tagline, Humor in the Night. And 4 years later, they had you on the cover with the tagline, Wit in the Night. And I'm wondering, what's the difference?
Well, that's fascinating. Nobody ever pointed this out to me before. I hope he wasn't upset.
Johnny Carson, King of Late Night.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control. Your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More of the best for less guaranteed.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Bachman, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen here on the Good Day program with a warning.
Uh-oh.
Danger, danger.
Oh, hold on.
Will Robinson, if you have a schedule.
Warning, this program contains scenes of a graphic nature and nudity.
No, that's the wrong one. I'm sorry.
Well, look, could be some nudity.
Danger, Will Robinson.
That too, yeah. Either of them are okay, Richie. If you have a different sleep schedule on the weekends from what you have during the week, that disrupts your circadian rhythm.
Oh. Many of our employees have this. We don't want to alert them to
it. And it will lead most notably to weight gain.
Stop it.
Weight gain.
Saying that too loud. Let me turn
weight
the speakers down.
Gain. You figure they're going to come and ask for something special, Richie?
And just, you know, they all think it's all cool, you know, I can get out and go out and do my thing on the weekends. They don't realize that they're putting on an extra pound or two here or there.
The study that I'm citing found that people with different weekday and weekend schedules were significantly, not just a little, but really likely to gain weight and, in fact, be overweight. There was also a correlation in this study between the magnitude of sleep schedule discrepancy and your body mass index, your BMI.
Hmm.
Researchers are calling the discrepancy between the demands of one's social schedule and the desire of the body's internal clock social jet lag. The new term, the new
social jet lag
buzz phrase is social jet lag. You want to do different things with your time during the weekend than you do during the week.
Mm-hmm.
And that causes an irregular weekend sleep pattern. And pretty much it's the same thing as if every weekend you flew from Paris to New York on Friday and came back on Sunday. That's about what, I mean, I think that's an interesting analogy.
Mm.
As much as I fly around, some people it doesn't bother, and I'm one of them. I could
really
make any most difference to me where I am when I catch up one way or another. I don't feel it. I went out on Saturday, late Friday. I flew to San Francisco. Bob and I had to do the radio program. So I got to San Francisco at what was just shy of midnight East Coast time.
Mm-hmm.
And the radio program on Saturday starts at 3 o'clock West Coast time, which is 6 o'clock East Coast time. So I had 3 hours from when I got off the plane
to being on air.
When we went on the air, I went to the hotel, slept for an hour. Bob and I drove to his house. He went to sleep. I did the program from his studio. And then I took a nap for a couple of hours. And then he and I
went to Costco.
Good time at Costco.
That was the funniest. I have never,
it was worth the trip right there, wasn't it?
Well, he's been after me for a couple of years to join Costco. And I have
Why is this a personal mission of his?
Well, because
he care whether you belong to Costco or not.
Because I went once and I couldn't sign up because they didn't have an American Express card. The only way you could get in is it because the American Express got this so tightly wrapped.
Are you serious?
The only credit card you can use is American Express.
No, really?
Yeah, you have to have cash.
No way.
American Express. So anyway, he brought me in as one of his associates so I could create my own identity, but it was attached to his. And then he and I spent an hour walking around the store. It was like being in a playground.
That place is a time sucker.
Yeah, never mind time sucker. You're a sucker, period.
Yeah.
You go in there with one thing in mind. I swear to you, I looked at the people who filled up their baskets and what was in their baskets. You can find...
You walk in there to buy a gallon of milk and you walk out with a pallet of ketchup.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and I said to Heather, we were getting new equipment for her work area. And the computer stuff that they have there, it was a real education for me to see the 1.5 and the 1.7 and the gigahertz and megabunks and whatever other things that go into it. But we're getting this set up this week, and I'm convinced that I ought to go to Costco to buy the computer now instead of the guy who does this stuff. He usually just goes to a box store, you know, and gets the stuff anyway. Why wouldn't you just, you know, unless... you're tied to some local computer distributor or a fixer. I mean, excuse me, when Brendan and I bought the first computer that I used in California back in 90, what was the first winter I was there, 93, 94, we went to a computer store. Do they even have computer stores anymore?
Yes.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
And they
not
are run many. By?
Best Buy.
No, I'm talking about a store where you can go buy and then get service.
We have one near us. It's called a Micro Center.
Yeah, I was going to say that's the only one I can think of in existence.
I think of three or four of them that were along Olympic and Santa Monica that aren't there now. When we first bought this stuff, you could buy them.
Micro Center is pretty awesome, too.
Micro Center is very cool. Yeah.
Where do they have those?
Great deals. I know one in Georgia. would you care to go?
Yeah, sure.
Come on.
Jump on the plane.
Let's get the tractor.
One down here in Virginia.
Yeah. Anyway, so I was just talking about how the weekend was spent, but the irregular sleep pattern. So yesterday, the wedding got over at, I left about 10, I think, Saturday night from the wedding. Went back to the hotel, slept, got up at 4, went to the airport to catch a 6 o'clock plane back here again. And I was back on the farm chasing cows late yesterday afternoon.
You crazy nutty guy.
Somebody had not
checked. You are just out of control, dude.
So was your dance card full?
At the
wedding? Was your dance card full?
Any single ladies to chat with?
That's stimulating conversation at the reception table?
I fell into a conversation with a radio guy. Who was a friend of Bob's, actually worked with Bob.
Did you get his number?
Same state.
Score some digits.
Yeah. We had good conversation about...
Hey, let me ask you, nobody cares about it. Who cares? We're ready for a conversation.
Right.
You know, when you're 20s, when all your friends are getting married, a wedding is like the best, besides linen and things and Bed Bath and Beyond.
Right.
The weddings are the best place to meet girls. Is that true in your 60s again, and your 50s and 60s again, when, like, the newly single divorcees or never been marrieds are around there?
No, they're on airplanes as flight attendants.
Yeah, there you go. I got you.
No, none of that was going on there. But thanks for asking, Richie. Anyway, nice.
Well, I know you go to a good amount of weddings, so I was just wanted to know.
Right. And they usually, they had a way of disrupting my former relationships, but if I go by myself now, it's not a problem. It's 19 before the hour. Talking about weight and gaining weight, the story of women more than men. I'm hearing from women. Let's see here.
By the way, your accountant is checking in and telling you, Stuart, where is this thing? He's got a Micro Center for you.
What?
There is a Micro Center on Memorial Drive in Cambridge, right between the River Street Bridge and the Cottage Farm Bridge, which is now the BU Bridge.
Yeah, but you know what? The Costco in Waltham is closer.
All right, Stuart. Thank you.
That's it. Okay. Thank you.
He's funny.
This is the but Stuart and I are pretty much the same age. We had the same a lot of the same experience.
That was Doug's accountant.
Yes. Books Bernardi is the name of his firm. What better name for an accountant than Mr. Books, right?
Mr. Books. His
name is Books. Right. That's his real name, too, by the way. Anyway, so I was talking about what happens with the advent of going through one schedule as a work schedule and then the weekend, another schedule, and how it adds to your waistline. And then I was looking at the notes that I had put together by the folks who are helping me sell this stuff, TH-121, and how much is being lost under this. This is a clinically tested product, proven effective in all kinds of studies. It provides powerful weight loss versus just the stuff that you can do with, you know, going on the weight plans, buying the food and all that stuff. You don't have to do anything here. No stimulants, no prepackaged meals. The folks at TH-121 have used science to formulate this clinically proven weight loss product. So I have Samantha, I have Jennifer, I have Adriana. See, who else do I have notes from that are onto this? And it really sort of like proves the case for TH-121. TH-121 helps you reduce cravings for food, helps you curb your appetite, and helps you have a full feeling faster. Here we are with the alliteration.
Full feeling faster.
You will feel full faster.
That's fabulous.
It is fabulous. Fabulously feel full faster if you're on TH-121 because it curbs your appetite. You don't feel like you're as hungry.
You just can't forget to take it.
Yeah. Don't forget to feel faster from whatever. Yes. TH-121. Take down this number, 800-525-2710. You got this, Heather? You watching
one
my
more
back
time.
On this? 800.
Yes.
525-2710. If you're struggling to lose the weight before the bathing suit season.
Why did you just make sure I had that number?
I know. I just.
Yeah,
I don't
thanks.
Know, I was,
bathing suit season. You got that number, Heather? Thanks.
No, that was not. I'm just. You're my person to assist me in these things. Get TH-121 now. Not too late to start your summer off the right way. The weight loss formula. TH-121, scientifically formulated, not only to help you lose the fat, lose the weight, get the fat that gets burned is the right fat, because there are fat in some places in your body you don't want to necessarily lose. You want to lose the fat around your belly more than anything else. And that's for me, for sure. And I was on a great curb, Richie, before this wedding. I was on a wonderful curve.
Yeah, curve right down,
and then I...
Then what happened?
Yeah, the wedding is what happened. And all the cookies, and the they had barbecue. I didn't have the barbecue, but I had barbecued beans.
Barbecue and sneakers. I like it.
Yeah.
That's a great wedding.
It was a great wedding. Anyway, you get a free fat blocker with TH-121, and you get 2 bottles for the price of 1. And it's absolutely risk-free. It doesn't work in a month. You get your money back. 800-525-2710. You can tell I can go on talking about this, extolling the value and virtue of TH-121 for a long time. Proof is in the pudding. If you are on a roller coaster weight loss program, forget about it. Call 800-525-2710.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance has got me reflecting a bit. You know, about all the places I've been so far, all the nice folks I've met, and all the money Geico saved them. I mean, if I had a dollar for every time I saved somebody money on car insurance, I could retire tomorrow. But then, I'd have to stop my journey across America. I'd never get to visit Collinsville, Illinois, and see the world's largest bottle of ketchup. Well, there's no way I'm going to miss that.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
As a small business owner, you've probably heard how Constant Contact helps small businesses grow with email marketing. And you may be asking, could it really work for me? Well, consider this. Every dollar small business owners spend on email marketing puts $40 back in their pockets. So it's no surprise that 2 out of 3 of them plan to invest more in email this year. Now you may be asking, how can I get a piece of that action? Simple. Just visit ConstantContact.com to start your free email marketing trial today.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Forward, so does the rest of the economy. CSX trains are the most cost-efficient way to move goods to market. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
There's a big announcement from the Chinese government. They have found the oldest piece of paper in the world.
I love how they, like, how do they figure these things out?
Dates
like
back to the dating. First century B.C. The paper that was used at the time was so durable, it was used for clothing and even light body armor. And that's how they found it. As they use it in, you know, they have these tombs and stuff the same as a lot of places in the Middle East do.
So cool.
So, yeah, I mean, Chinese civilization is really pretty amazing. When you actually go back and understand what they're all about and where they come from. Really pretty amazing. That's from the Did You Know and Do You Care fact file here on Good Day at 10 before the hour.
Lori Morris doesn't go out without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
My son and I are mosquito magnets. And if I'm not wearing the Mosquito Coast sunscreen, I am immediately eaten alive. And so is he. We don't get sunburn when we use the Bullfrog, and we don't get bit. I always carry Bullfrog with me.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. New easy continuous spray. Deep-free 8-hour repellent, SPF 30. The number one choice to beat the burn and the bite. Use as directed. Bullfrog on Facebook and Twitter.
Hurry into Sears Auto Center this month and take advantage of big savings during our tire clearance event. Save up to 30% on top tire brands like Michelin, Dunlop, and BF Goodrich. Save up to 30% on wheels and accessories, too, including truck boxes, car top carriers, floor mats, oil, car wash supplies, and more. Just stop by the tire clearance event at Sears Auto Center now or visit SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. Sears Auto Center. Savings range from 5 to 30%. Intermediate markdowns may have been taken. Assortment varies by store. While quantities last.
You'll have to pardon me now. I have to leave. I'm getting a call from Sofia Vergara, Rich. Talk to you tomorrow.
I was just hanging up with her, so I told her she could call you.
51 after on Good Day.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing in the store of a major retailer in Boston with John, the regional manager. John, how do you have time to stay focused on your customers?
Well, a detailed playbook and support from a team of pros, like CentOS for fire protection.
Now, CentOS is known for uniforms, but their players in fire safety too?
They are. CentOS provides us with complete fire testing, inspection, and repair. Extinguishers, emergency lights, sprinklers, alarms.
The safety rulebook for retail stores is pretty strict. How does CentOS compete?
Well, I used to have to call a sprinkler guy, an alarm guy, basically a different guy for everything. But now with one call, CentOS ensures we meet all regulations.
Sounds like bringing in CentOS for fire safety was a winning move. For more, let's go to the booth.
Fire protection is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't call multiple companies. Call 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team. With the white truck.
In the wake of the latest revelation, a renewed call for tighter regulation. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Democratic Congressman Barney Frank says J.P. Morgan Chase's disclosure that it lost $2 billion on risky trades shows the need for tighter financial rules. Frank says irresponsible action by investment banks led to the crisis of 2008. The SEC is launching an investigation into whether J.P. Morgan Chase, the nation's largest bank, committed any civil violations related to these losses. The bank's chief executive, Jamie Dimon, has spent the last few days trying to explain what happened, apologizing for it, and taking responsibility for it. On NBC's Meet the Press yesterday, Dimon talked about the numbers involved.
We took a $2 billion loss, and we made it clear it could get worse before it gets better. You know, it could be volatile by $1 billion, possibly.
But Dimon admitted this won't really have a big impact on the bank's bottom line.
The company is going to earn a lot of money this quarter, and so it's a very strong company. We made a terrible, egregious mistake.
Now, we mentioned these were trading losses, resulting from what exactly?
We took far too much risk. The strategy we had was badly monitored. It should never have happened.
And fallout? Oh, yes, there's fallout. J.P. Morgan Chase is taking a hit in terms of image and credibility. Its credit rating will also apparently be affected, not to mention a drop in its stock price, which we'll get to in a bit. Three executives are also reportedly on their way out, but those three do not include CEO Jamie Dimon. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Did you know you could earn a transfer discount just by switching your motorcycle policy over to GEICO? And if you already insure your car with GEICO, you could even get a multi-policy discount. I've always wondered what it's like to ride a motorcycle, to ride my steel horse across the land, fighting crime alongside a tall brunette, Francesca. Sorry, my mind went to a strange place there. Where was I? All the GEICO motorcycle discounts. Right.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our discounts could save you.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
Let's wrap up this leaf blowing and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yep.
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
It's a new week on Wall Street following a rocky trading session on Friday, which included a 14% drop in shares of J.P. Morgan Chase. Following disclosure of those aforementioned trading losses, the Dow is off 34 on Friday, closing at 12,821. S&P down 5, NASDAQ up a fraction of a point. Oil prices down 95 cents a barrel to $96.13. That's the lowest closing price for crude oil this year. On a Monday, how about checking prices at the pump, which are still falling? Go ahead, fill it up. Latest AAA National Gas Survey shows a gallon of regular now averaging $3.72 nationwide, down another 5 cents over the past week, down 18 cents a gallon from a month ago. A year ago, we were paying $3.97 a gallon. Again, we're at $3.72 and falling on the way to Memorial Day, but we're all well aware that we're just one Mahmoud Ahmadinejad tantrum away from a return to $4 a gallon. Business at the box office this past weekend, it's still all about one group of superheroes. What do you call your gang?
Avengers.
The Avengers.
That's what we call ourselves. Sort of like a team.
And what a team. After pulling in $207 million in its opening weekend to set a record, the Avengers raked in another $103.2 million this past weekend, the first movie ever to crack $100 million in its second weekend. Couple of closing notes. First, today is Monday. Lots of songs have been written and sung about this day.
Monday, Monday.
You remember this one, Mamas and the Papas?
So good to me.
Monday was good to them, but in the case of Japan's youngest billionaire, it was anything but a good Monday a week ago. Yoshikazu Tanaka is said to have lost a bundle a week ago. He owns a company called Gree, which makes money by selling virtual items for online social games. Just over a week ago, the Japanese government announced it was looking into whether Gree's sales methods are legal, and with that announcement, investors in the company went running for the hills. We're told Tanaka lost more than $700 million last Monday. Ouch! Here's hoping today is a better Monday for young Mr. Tanaka. And finally, quick look back at Mother's Day. Hopefully it was a good one for you or the moms in your house and family. We spoke with this guy about what he went with for Mother's Day. You look like a flowers guy.
Well, always get flowers. Always get flowers.
Okay, fine. But what else?
Gift card to the iTunes. You know, it's because she wants to get some apps. So, you know, I figure I give her the gift card and then she just, you know, buy some nicer apps.
Now that's a 21st century mom who knows what apps are. My mother-in-law doesn't even own a computer. To her, apps are what you order off the menu before the entree. But I love her. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Email marketing works great for small business, and Constant Contact email marketing works best of all. How do we know? Because we have something the other guys don't have. Proof. According to an independent study, small businesses that use Constant Contact get 36% more of their emails opened and 60% more responses. The result? A whopping 29% more revenue. Put Constant Contact email marketing to work for your small business. Go to ConstantContact.com to sign up for a free trial today.
Iodine.